Phony bank accounts are not only a Wells Fargo issue. A state sues Walgreens, and a state sues the Trump Foundation. Wow. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 14th of June. It's also Flag Day and President Trump's birthday. Thanks for clicking through. The Dow had another tough day, but the NASDAQ sailed. A 109-year-old business in Des Moines will close its doors next week. Those stories, a bunch more, along with two reports from AARP Iowa. First, we'll meet the new state director of the group. His name is Brad Anderson. And we'll hear about some programs and outreach by AARP Iowa Associate State Director Jeremy Berwin. Also, today, we'll spend some time with Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed as we talk about stuff to do in the metro. Hey, we're looking out for your entertainment interests. Hang on, lots to share today, and the business news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for coming by. We've got lots of things to cover, so let's get started. First up, today we learned that a federal regulator determined Wells Fargo wasn't the only U.S. bank that opened accounts not authorized by customers, but he has no plans to identify the institutions. Joseph Oteng is the U.S. Comptroller of the Currency, and he testified during congressional hearings that a review of roughly 40 banks found that up to 10,000 customer accounts were opened during a three-year period, and those accounts lacked customer authorization. While the new mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, checking, savings, and money market accounts represents a small fraction of the estimated 600 million accounts the banks opened during those 3 years, it's still disconcerting. Oteng stressed that none of the banks examined during its most recent review had account opening problems equivalent to the failures documented at Wells Fargo. Yet, the fact that the banks will remain secret is troubling to some. Here's something really different. Kentucky has sued Walgreens for its role in the state's opioid epidemic. You heard that right. The state filed the suit against Walgreens for its dual role as a distributor and a pharmacy, saying it allegedly failed to monitor its own operations and shipped and dispensed large amounts of opioids. Kentucky says the company flooded the state with opioid prescriptions at more than 70 locations across the state, directly contributing to the state's drug epidemic. Well, the New York State Attorney General has sued the Donald J. Trump Foundation, charging it with, quote, improper and extensive political activity, repeated and willful self-dealing transactions, and failure to follow basic fiduciary obligations or to implement even elementary corporate formalities required by law, end quote. Yikes. The lawsuit follows years of scrutiny of President Trump's charitable activities and adds to the president's extensive legal challenges amid a continuing investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller. Mr. Trump established the Donald J. Trump Foundation in 1987 when he was a New York City real estate magnate with the stated mission of collecting and maintaining money for, quote, exclusively charitable, religious, scientific, literary, or educational purposes. Mr. Trump has admitted to using the foundation's money to contribute to political causes. He was also accused of diverting funds to settle disputes involving his businesses, failing to disperse funds to charities to which he said he had given large amounts of money, and publicly claimed credit for donating funds that had actually come from other groups. And there is an Iowa connection. In January of 2016, Mr. Trump hosted a nationally televised charity fundraiser here in Des Moines to raise funds for veterans organizations. The fundraiser collected $5.6 million in donations, including $2.8 million directly to the Trump Foundation. But the fundraiser was planned, organized, financed, and directed by campaign staff, according to the Attorney General's petition. And afterward, campaign staff took control of the funds, directing the timing, amounts, and recipients of the grants. All this could make your head spin, right? A business that's been part of the Des Moines Metro for over 109 years will close its doors next week. In a statement released today, Mike McBroom said that changes with his business in the dry cleaning industry meant the economics no longer support continued operation. We're talking about French Way Cleaners with the iconic building on Euclid, isn't it? Yeah, in the Highland Park area. Clarence Rausch founded the business. The dry cleaning originated in France, and it's believed that Rausch chose the company's name to reflect the French way of cleaning fabrics with solvents. At its peak, the company operated about 10 stores in the metro. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, the Nasdaq rose by over 0.8% today to close at an all-time high as technology and media shares were lifted by deal-making activity. Shares of 21st Century Fox rose after NBC Universal parent Comcast announced a bid to buy several major units of the media giant for $65 billion. Comcast's bid tops that of Disney, which agreed to a $52.4 billion deal. Comcast and Disney shares both rose on the news. We are talking about lots and lots of money. The news comes a day after a judge approved AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner. Last year, the Justice Department sued to block the merger, arguing it would potentially lead to higher prices for the consumer. AT&T and Time Warner stocks also both rose today on the news. In economic news, the Commerce Department said the retail sales rose by 0.8% in May, well above a Reuters estimate of 0.4%. That also marked the biggest gain in retail sales since November. S&P 500 added a quarter of a percent, with tech as the biggest performing sector. The Dow slid by 25 points as bank shares declined. At the bell, the Dow finished the day at 25,175, the NASDAQ at a record 77,61, and the S&P 500 called it quits at 27,82. Oil was up to over $67 a barrel. Gold gained $4.70 an ounce to $1,301.60, and the 10-year T-note fell to 2.93%. Now you know. When we come back, the first of two parts of a conversation with the leadership of AARP Iowa. We'll meet the new state director and then learn more about some programming across the state. Stay with us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.